Well, the Australian share market is likely to open flat, potentially slightly negative in early trade on Tuesday. At the conclusion of the after-hours session, SPY futures were just in positive territory with a modest improvement. US markets were positive if you look at the face value outcomes, but the underlying result was probably less encouraging, particularly where the Dow was concerned. At one stage, it was up by more than 120 points, and it finished with a loss of 59 points, or about a quarter of a percent. The S&P 500, on the encouraging side of things, broke a four-day losing streak. It was only up by around 0.2%. However, the Nasdaq finished up by a quarter of a percent, but there are a host of leading names that remain under pressure because of the ongoing tensions in trade terms between the United States and China. So elsewhere, as far as the European picture was concerned, the FTSE was up by a point. There is a discussion going around that perhaps there might be a Brexit summit convening in the next couple of months, which could pave the way for a quicker outcome in that neck of the woods. The CAC in Paris was up by a third of a percent, and the German DAX rose by a quarter of 1%. The main theme at the moment are the ructions that are going on in emerging markets because of the trade tensions between China and the United States. Concerns about what this means, not only for growth, but also for the financial positions of many countries. So we saw the Hang Seng, the Shanghai and the Nifty 50, the TAIEX, all of those indices were down by more than 1% over the course of the previous session, and there's a sense that the local tone today will be heavily influenced by what we will see in those emerging markets over the course of the next 12 hours. Importantly, the US dollar has eased a little bit, and that has given some breathing space for commodities in particular. Gold was still flat in the last day. It's around $1,199 US an ounce. There's a lot of discussion about hurricanes making landfall in the Gulf of Mexico at the moment. It's hurricane season there, but that wasn't necessarily reflected in energy prices. WTI was down by 21 cents. Elsewhere, the Aussie dollar just hanging above 71 US cents as a result of that moderation where the US dollar is concerned. Elsewhere today, we have got the survey of business conditions, which was released by the NAB, weekly consumer sentiment figures and lending finance numbers. And the thing to look out for where the share market is concerned is that we've seen high PE stocks and bank stocks continue to weigh on the market. Yesterday, just narrowly missing out on the gain, but posting the eighth consecutive day of losses for the Australian share market.